Tennessee Young Farmers Shine Again. Welcome, everyone, from the 97th Annual American Farm Bureau Convention in Orlando, Florida. I'm Lee Maddox.
What a huge blessing it is to be not only a part of the organization, but the Young Farmer and Rancher Program.
And to have an award to recognize young farmers for the leadership that they do in their communities as well as at the state level and for their farming operations, it's nice sometimes to have someone there to recognize you.
Another successful convention for Tennessee's Young Farmers and Ranchers Program. Three contestants finished in the top 10 in the nation in the three competitions. Jay Head of Montgomery County was the national runner-up in the Young Farmer Achievement Award.
To be standing on that stage with the top 10 contestants from all across the country and to hear my name announced in front of that audience and get to walk up and shake Mr. Bob Stallman's hand and receive an award, it's a very humbling and very exciting experience.
Head farms over 5,000 acres of row crops and raises beef cattle near Clarksville. And as national runner-up, he takes home a Case IH Farmall tractor and $3,000 in cash and merchandise from Steel. Those same prizes were awarded to Hunter Grills of Dyer County as the runner-up in the Young Farmer Discussion Meet Contest.
I'm really thankful to all the sponsors, Case IH, Steel, the Tennessee Farm Bureau for the cash award that I won back home, Tri-Green Equipment for the lawnmower. Man, just a wonderful experience, and the friends, it all came to support. Man, my phone was getting lit up. I was sitting there waiting on the award, had like 28 text messages from the friends here in the YFNR program.
Now, the 28-year-old Grills farmed some 3,000 acres of row crops and beef cattle in Dyer County. Also making Tennessee proud were Jimmy and Lydia McAllister of Greene County. They finished in the top 10 of the Excellence in Agriculture contest. Now, the convention will conclude today with the annual business session of delegates. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken.
Maybe at the top of everybody's mind is who's going to be the new leader of the American Farm Bureau Federation and the new vice president.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.